Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast with music by Claude Baker and performances by the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra and pianist Marc-André Amelin. Music that goes from wild brilliance to deep introspection and richly rewards intent listening. Every time I listen to this music, I'm struck by the rich and imaginative sound world it creates. Here's a bit more of Am Meer, Die Stadt, from Aus Schwanengesang. Claude Baker has composed music for a who's who of American and international ensembles. From the St. Louis Symphony, where he was composer in residence for most of the 1990s, to the New York Philharmonic and the National Symphony in D.C., to name but a few. He now teaches at the Jacobs School of Music at Indiana University in Bloomington. Aus Schwanengesang was composed in the memory of Peter Worsley, who was president of the North Carolina Symphony Board. The music is inspired by the same poems for which Franz Schubert wrote his Schwanengesang a couple of centuries ago. In Das Fischermädchen, which is the first movement, the narrator calls for the Fischermädchen to come to the shore so they can enjoy themselves. Music by Claude Baker. Peter Worsley, in whose memory Schwanengesang was written, and his wife were both born and raised near the English seaside. Mrs. Worsley's father was in fact a fisherman, and she often helped him with his work when she was a young girl. After the Worsleys were married, their favorite retreat was their cottage on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Mrs. Worsley remembers how she and her husband would sit together for hours on the cottage deck, just looking at the Atlantic Ocean. In the song Ihr Bild, the narrator looks at a picture of their beloved and struggles to believe or to understand that they are gone. Marc-André Amelin's musicianship and virtuosity have made him a superstar in the classical music world. He's recorded everything from Albéniz and Alkan to Godowsky and Haydn, almost all on Hyperion Records, for whom he has recorded for many years. But he's also known for exploring unusual repertoire, works and composers who are seldom performed. This piano concerto by Claude Baker falls into the unknown category. Music that should be better known, and will be with Marc-André Amelin's help. Over five movements, Baker's piano concerto provides a musical commentary to five poems by Walt Whitman, beginning with the poem, Beat, Beat, Drums.
Thank you.
The second movement of the piano concerto is called Silent Sun and is inspired by Walt Whitman's poem, Give Me the Splendid Silent Sun. In his liner notes, the composer says, Whitman is masterful in his reiteration of text and in the rhythmic balance and symmetry of his lines. In the first two stanzas, Whitman expresses an initial longing for nature's primal sanities, but in the second, he rejects those serene delights in the favor of the turbulence of war-excited city streets. The structure of the concerto's second movement mirrors this antiphonal contrast between the poem's stanzas. This album features one orchestra, the Indianapolis Symphony, one soloist, Marc-André Amelin, and two conductors. Gilbert Varga, who's conductor in the piano concerto, has conducted many of the major orchestras around the world. In May 2013, he was appointed principal conductor of the Taipei Symphony Orchestra. Juanjo Mena, conductor of the Ausschwanengesang, has been artistic director and principal conductor of the Bilbao Symphony, guest conductor of the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra, and he's held the position of chief conductor at the BBC Philharmonic since 2011. Between the conductors and soloists, they've probably appeared with half of the world's orchestras, or at least it seems that way. From the piano concerto, this is Lilacs. Thank you. You have been listening to music by Claude Baker. His piano concerto, which is subtitled From Noon to Starry Night and features Marc-André Amelin as soloist, with Gilbert Varga conducting, and Aus Schwanengesang, with Juanjo Mena conducting. All on Naxos album 8.559804, part of the Naxos American Classics series, dedicated to music by American composers. To go out, here's the ending of Ecstatic Ghost, the final movement of the piano concerto. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now. Thank you.